Welcome to Family Talk.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. I'm Ryan Dobson, along with our co-host and best-selling author, Dr. Meg Meeker, and we're coming to you from the Opryland Hotel in Nashville, Tennessee, and we are at the American Association of Christian Counselors Be Strong World Conference. And Meg, it is so fun to be here because we are meeting lots of great people.
Oh, you bet, Ryan. It's really exhilarating. You look around and you sort of see the best and the brightest in psychology and lay ministry and a lot of just interested people, so it's really exhilarating.
It's so much fun, and the next guest fits that bill. He is a great friend of the ministry, and I'm talking about Dr. Eric Scalise. But before we begin our program, let me tell you a little bit about our guest today. He is the former Vice President for Professional Development with the American Association of Christian Counselors, or as we call it, because that's really long, AACC. He is the president of Live Enterprises and Consulting, LLC. He is an adjunct professor and the senior editor for both AACC and the Congressional Prayer Caucus Foundation. Dr. Scalise is a licensed professional counselor and a licensed marriage and family therapist with over 35 years of clinical and professional experience. I think I might stop there and just ask you advice the rest of this time, Doctor.
Yeah, I usually just introduce myself as Donna's husband. So
nice. You've been married for 35 years.
35 years.
You must be doing something right.
We are. Same woman. Love it. We're still on our honeymoon.
It gets better and better and better, doesn't it?
It does.
I'm coming up on 35 as well.
It does.
It just gets richer and better. And
that's good to hear. I just did 10. I feel like I'm into it now. I'm like, we're hitting our stride. Dr. Scalise, we're going to talk about something that we are thrilled about. We're announcing it here at the Be Strong World Conference. It is the new Dr. James Dobson Center for Child Development, Marriage and Family Studies. How did this come about?
Well, I think the genesis of this was Dr. Tim Clinton, the president of AACC, had a conversation with Dr. Dobson and trying to find a way to preserve the legacy of his life's work. Mm. And everything he has done for parenting, for families, for marriage, for advocacy issues. And this was an opportunity to take that life's worth of work and then create training materials and courses that could be used both at the lay level all the way up to the university level at the graduate level.
Wow.
And that's basically what's taken place now. It's a phenomenal program. Really, really excited about
it. Well, you have a new book. It's called Lay Counseling, Equipping Christians for the Ministry, and that's with you and Dr. Xianyang Tang.
Yes, Dr. Tan was the original author. This was a work that was written with Zondervan about 25 years ago. Mm. And since then, lay counseling has just exploded globally because so many churches are recognizing that there are hurting and broken people.
Yeah.
And they need to do something. They need to be engaged. It's not saying that professional counseling and therapy is not needed. I often used to tell my students, you may be with your client 1 hour a week. There are 168 hours in a week, and that person's going to need more care, more love, more oversight, more accountability than you can provide. And I think it's an opportunity for the church to step in into its role.
You know, and really, as Christians, I think Jesus wants that. I mean, discipleship is about teaching other people, and it's about training other people. And I think that, you know, now with families that are broken and children who are going through difficult times and parents who are going through difficult time, you know, we need to teach people who are not well-versed in psychology or maybe never went to, you know, took any kind of courses on just how to minister. It's really about just ministering the gospel to other people in an effective way. Isn't that what it is?
It's the body of Christ coming alongside.
Yes.
You know, the word compassion means to suffer alongside with.
Mm.
And Jesus was compassionate. And so, I say this a lot, and it's why we have to train the church. The body of Christ sometimes is the only army I know of that consistently shoots its own wounded.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then we bury our dead before they die.
Mm. Yeah.
And so to be able to train, equip, give people a vision for how to minister, like you're saying, Dr. Meeker, how to minister to that hurting person, I think is critical in today's world. And as a matter of fact, some of the research out there is showing that at the lay level, that the outcome studies are showing that people are being helped almost as much as at the clinical level.
That's what I want to ask you. What kind of impact are you seeing? Is it really making a big difference?
Absolutely. And one reason why I think it plays globally, and Dr. Tan travels internationally and trains internationally as well, is that many countries don't have regulatory processes for licensed counselors. And so churches have no means to recognize trained counselors. And so to do it at a lay level and to get some training is what people are looking for. Mm-hmm.
Can you go into some detail? What kind of courses, for instance, would lay leaders be studying through these courses?
Well, some of the, you're talking about the project with Dr. Dobson?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So what
it's
we're
so exciting. I mean, he's been doing this for over 40 years. He's got tons of clinical experience. I mean, he's written 80-plus books, 3 full-length film series. There's all these things, but it can go away, and this is kind of keeping it in perpetuity. People are being trained in this because he knows what he's talking about.
Absolutely. And so what we wanted to do was make sure the courses definitely had the flavor of Dr. James Dobson.
Yes.
And so we basically divided all this content into 3 general areas. One was on child and adolescent development. One was on marriage and family studies. And one was on family advocacy and public policy. And within each of those areas, we created 5 separate courses. Mm-hmm. And so it's almost like a minor or a cognate at the graduate or undergraduate level. Mm. But we also have developed them for the lay level, too. So someone can then come in and really almost become like a master coach in child and adolescent issues.
Wow.
Or marriage and family issues. And so we cover a number of subjects under each of those umbrellas. Dr. Meeker has taped with us, and we use some of her videos. Mm-hmm. And Ryan, it was great to
do. Dr. Meeker, over 25 years experience as a pediatrician.
Yes. Yeah.
I love it. Anything that goes wrong with Lucy, I call Dr. Meeker. I'm like, can you give me a little advice here, please?
And then I call your dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I totally abuse that relationship. Yeah.
And so not only did we want it to have a sense of capturing, Ryan, your father's legacy and his life's work, but we also wanted to bring in national experts in marriage and family and development issues and sexuality and parenting. So the student gets a well-rounded training experience, and they really come away feeling like, not only did I get trained by experts, but I really got the biblical Christian world viewpoint, which is so important.
Mm-hmm. So important. So can anyone take these courses?
Yes. I mean, again, we offer them, AACC will offer them as a certificate, which is for anybody. And usually those are...
Can they do that online?
They can be online. They can purchase it DVD. They can study at their own pace. And then we have, and as you mentioned, it'll be launched here at the World Conference, an opportunity to partner with Liberty University, the largest Christian university in the world. And these courses will be offered to both undergraduate and graduate students.
Wow.
In what fields? You're going to get a degree in what, and you'd take these classes for that?
These are designed almost like minors or cognates within a degree program. So, for example, at the graduate level, someone might be taking a master's degree program, and then they could maybe pull out of that a focus, maybe they want to do the 5 courses in public policy and family advocacy. Or maybe they want to do more in child and adolescent development. Mm-hmm. And so they take the group of courses that go with that, and it's embedded into their program. The exciting thing about the undergraduate program is it can be used as a minor anything. Someone could come in and say, I'm doing sports medicine, but I'm getting a minor in the Dobson stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I took the aviation program, but I'm going to take a minor in public.
I love it. I'm going to minor in Dobson.
Wow.
Well, that's what it is.
I think I majored in Dobson.
Yes, you did.
I better not take the courses because I don't just pass them with flying colors.
Oh, you're in trouble.
It'd be terrible.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So it really is. You're going to hear a lot of people attending conference this week are going to hear so much about what it is to offer, and it's going to be exciting to see Dr. Dobson, Dr. Clinton, and some of the university officials really lay out a vision and talk about what's about to be launched.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Scalise, how do you think this is going to impact Christian counseling as a whole, as a profession?
You know, one of the things I really appreciate about your dad, and I just have to say what a joy it's been to work with him over the last 2.5 years, someone I grew up with, someone, you know, my wife Donna and I grew up listening, and to be able to work with him, because I think the church needs to find its voice again. And we are seeing seismic shifts in our culture, all the way from legislative initiatives, regulatory issues, and then just popular culture. And sometimes I think the church is afraid to find its voice. Mm. And so one of the things your father's always done is he's been a steady anchor in that regard. And he's known for that.
And he's unafraid.
Correct.
Yeah. He's unafraid.
Right.
Well, and that helps people in the counseling field to be unafraid.
Yes. Right.
They've got someone that's leading that, that's modeling it, that's mentoring that, to say it's okay to stand up and to say this is what I believe.
And not just in terms of this is what I believe, but a lot of what we're talking about in these courses comes out of the research literature. Mm-hmm. It's not just, well, this is a good idea, or my Christian world view informs me this way. There is research that backs up much of what we're talking about.
Yes, yes. You know, we were talking about this earlier before we started the show, Dr. Scalise, and that is that I think a lot of Christian counselors are very timid and afraid, because you were talking about the seismic shift. Their hands are being tied, or duct tape's going across their mouths, because there are things they can talk about and things they can't talk about. Will these courses address that, or will they better equip them to know how to navigate those problems?
Well, I'll give you one for example. In California, New Jersey, and a host of other states are looking at this. These states have passed legislation that forbid licensed counselors from counseling minors with same-sex attraction. You can only counsel a minor toward the attraction, not away from it. And if you choose otherwise, you could have your license suspended or revoked. And so obviously, when you look at same-sex attraction or sexuality as also being the purview of one's value system, one's worldview, it makes it a very difficult thing for counselors. I think it's actually going to bring counseling into the church more, where at least right now that's not as regulated. Mm-hmm. And so I think one of the reasons I'm excited about these courses is for that.
Can I ask you a question about that specifically? If you're a licensed counselor, you can't do that. If you're
in some states,
California being one of them. If you're a lay counselor, can you do that?
Yes, because right now, freedom of speech.
Correct.
Because right now churches aren't regulated by the state.
Yeah.
It's not a license. It's not a regulation. You know, Dr. Meeker is a pediatrician. She's regulated by the Board of Medicine in her state. I'm regulated by the Board of Counseling in my state. Mm-hmm. So when you have professional licenses, they can do a little bit more and tell you what you can do or not do, but the culture is trying to define the practice.
Yeah,
exactly.
The reason I ask that, I have friends that are counselors, but they forewent getting officially licensed because it was limiting what they could say, and it happens to be in California.
Right. And so what can happen is people can still get just as clinically trained, but maybe do it under the umbrella of a church or a nonprofit ministry that's not necessarily regulated. Mm-hmm. Time will tell if there's going to be a push to eventually regulate even what happens to churches. I mean, I think you're familiar with what was attempted in Houston with pastors, where the mayor and the city council, because of an anti-discrimination initiative that was passed, you know, they was an attempt to say, we need to see your sermons before you preach them.
Can you imagine?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
So we have to be prepared.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being spoken to by the Holy Spirit on a Saturday night and not being able to talk to your congregation on Sunday?
Wow.
Well, I think people will just choose God.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, I think so too.
I hope. Yes, exactly.
So I'm sure there's a lot of people that are going to be interested in this. They want to help. They want to get some, but they don't feel like they have the training. This allows them to do that. What can people expect from an online course for the certificate program?
The certificate program, which will happen through AACC, you get sort of an educational coach that's always available to you. There is an assigned instructor of record while you're taking your courses. There will be other students in the section with you that you'll dialogue with certain discussion questions tied into the material. And then you'll be able to refer to the material. And you know, with technology today, all the various things that we videotape. They get to watch that in real time and at their own, somewhat at their own pace.
Sure. And then what kind of certificate or certification do they get following that?
There's a couple things they can do. They'll get a certificate of completion, okay? And then if you put together some courses, we also, AACC credentials Christian coaches and Christian counselors. We're not a regulatory board in that sense, but a lot of times when people go to a church or an agency or a coach, the consumer wants to know, well, why should I see you or why should I compensate you as a coach? If they can say, well, I've been credentialed, someone's looked at me, my training, my experience, and they've said I'm legitimate, then that increases the credibility. And one of the things that I believe is really important is that Christians, if we want to have a voice at the table, we need to make sure we have the credibility to sit at
that
table.
Sure. Yes. Sure.
Well, and to tell our listeners, oftentimes we say if you need help, Family Talk is here for you, and we can help people find a Christian counselor in their area. And I want to let them know we use AACC, the American Association of Christian Counseling, to find those counselors. And that's why, because you do look at what they've studied. You do look at their credentialing to say, we want to make sure we're sending you to someone we feel is qualified.
Right. Right.
AACC collaborated with Liberty University. How has AACC been strengthened by Liberty and vice versa? Why the collaboration?
Well, I think, you know, obviously Liberty is a university that offers degree programs in all kinds of subject matters.
Yes.
And AACC focuses in on counseling, mental health, and life coaching. And so within our sphere of influence, and over the last 25 plus years, 30 years, we've developed relationships with kind of like the who's who of Christian counseling. Mm-hmm. And so because of those relationships, we can invite those people in to train, to speak. And so when you think about, I know some people who might go to a certain university and attend a program because there is a professor, maybe a national author, a speaker,
yes.
an expert, say,
sure.
I want to study under him or her.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But it's very difficult if you were to say, hey, give me your top 15 people, you know, I can bring them all to the table for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have the ability to do some of that, bring those relationships into Liberty. Liberty obviously has the footprint to get the message out.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so it's a great partnership. And
isn't Liberty the largest online university?
I believe so. I think they are approaching somewhere between 80 to 100,000 online students.
It's amazing.
The largest in the world.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So you if you're ever on the campus, you are seeing just phenomenal growth.
Mm-hmm.
Just phenomenal growth is what God is doing.
I do want to say we need to give a big thanks to Dr. Tim Clinton and to Dr. Falwell Jr. for getting into this project, because they both really believed in my dad. They worked incredibly hard to get this done, and we are so thankful for Liberty and to AACC.
Yeah, I was at some meetings with faculty and others who are then now actually beginning to put this stuff into the system.
Mm-hmm.
And because I developed most of the syllabi and the assignments and, you know.
Oh, yes, I know.
Just we put a lot of that together. And someone said, so do you think this is relevant to our culture? And I said, are you kidding me? I said, some of this is evergreen.
Yes.
And what I said is what I love about, we talked about the Legacy series, which is there. We have embedded a number of Family Talk radio broadcasts with current guests, you know, current information, relevant speakers, the video. And I'm like, these are the issues that the country and that the church is still addressing, still needs to be equipped on, still needs to be trained and prepared for.
Well, and the wonderful thing is the answers that you're giving are completely in line with what Dr. Dobson would give.
Right.
And that's the beauty of the collaboration, is you've sort of handpicked all the experts.
Right.
You know, you're a Christian counseling go-to place who
right.
knows everything about counseling, but then you've got an educational
right.
place. The marriage of all of it, I think, is wonderful.
And when we were developing these courses, it was important to Dr. Tim and myself We really wanted the student to feel like I'm being trained in part directly by Dr. Dobson.
Yes. Yeah.
And so.
And you know, are.
Yeah.
You
so, are. So Ryan, you know this. We did these introductions. So you're hearing his voice now.
I filmed all the introductions. Yes. There was a lot of them.
We've embedded the Legacy series. We've used some of the special reports out of Family Talk. We've used radio broadcasts. Every class has at least two of his books as assigned reading. So it's like, yes, there's some other speakers and guests and experts you're going to hear from, but you're really going to also hear it directly from Dr.
Dr. Scalise, what are you hoping to accomplish with the center through AACC and Liberty?
I think the goal is to train 100,000 Christian counselors on how to address the needs of the family and marriages today.
Wow. I like that you call them the first responders.
Yeah.
You
Perfect.
Know, I'm just filming a video saying I'm tired of hearing about someone's divorce on Facebook. I'm tired of, for the first time, hearing, oh, we've been fighting for 2 years and I cheated on my spouse a year and a half ago. And thinking, what? Mm-hmm. A year? Where were you?
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us? We need the first responders out there.
Let's equip an army. Army.
You're doing that. That's part of what your book is about.
Yes. You have a book, Lay Counseling, Equipping Christians for the Ministry. In the few minutes we have left, can you give us a synopsis of it?
Sure. The original work was written by Dr. Sengyan Tan out of Fuller University about 25 years ago. And it really was sort of the defining book on lay counseling. Because churches were beginning 25 or so years ago to go, we need to be doing something with all this pain in the pews. And I've traveled with him. We've done some things together. And I said, you know, you really need to update this book. And he graciously invited me to partner with him and be a second author. Mm. And so it's with Zondervan. It's supposed to come out early next year in 2016. And the focus is on all the pieces, practical and the biblical basis for lay helping. Mm. You know, what does the Bible have to say about caring for people? And what are some of the steps you have to do in terms of recruiting the right people, selecting them, training them, supervising? How do you set up a program? What are the ethical and legal risks in setting a program? So we cover really from A to Z. Hopefully it'll be a great resource tool for churches and organizations that want to get involved at some level of helping the hurting.
I would even think friends of a hurting friend would want to read a book like this to know how to help them. I would like to. I'm not a counselor, but
definitely.
I'd like to know. Is this going to roll into your course? The Dr. Dobson, any of those courses?
Oh, you never know. It could become an assigned text one day.
It wouldn't be bad. it really is. Dr. Meg's right. Because you see people hurting around you and you think, but who am I?
Yes.
Right.
How can I possibly help a situation that seems, you know, it's so far out of my purview, but this does help. It gets you in the door to start asking the right questions.
Yeah. It's coffee cup care.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times have you sat down with a friend who's hurting or and just loved them? It's the ministry of presence.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's not so much what you say. It's just the fact that
you're
there. With somebody.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Brené Brown says that. Says, rarely does a statement make something better. What makes it better is connection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sitting and quietly listening. So do you talk about things like that in this book?
We do. We talk a little bit, and we talk about models of lay helping and the biblical basis for caregiving. You know, part of what we talk about is what should a training program entail? Mm-hmm. And we talk a little bit about it, but it's not actually doing all the training because it would be a book hundreds of pages long to do that. But we touch base on all the subject matter content that really ought to be covered.
Mm-hmm. And then it allows people to say, yes, this is something I want to do, and they can go to AACC, get certified, move on to Liberty if they want to, and get credentialed, which can help them even further in that process.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then just the practical how-tos, how do I actually start this? How do we as a church raise something up?
Mm-hmm.
And start helping people.
Awesome. Dr. Scalise, thanks for being here. Thanks for the countless hours you spent on this curriculum. We really owe you a huge debt of gratitude. We couldn't thank you enough.
No.
Thank you.
It was a joy. So, and an honor. Thank you.
There is no doubt we are living in a hurting and hurtful world. Christian counselors, including lay counselors, are on the front line of the battles so many of us face. They are the first responders to the brokenhearted in the body of Christ, and that's why we are so excited to team up with Liberty University and the American Association of Christian Counseling to offer some of the training they need. You can learn more about these courses at the Dr. James Dobson Center for Child Development, Marriage, and Family Studies, and more about Dr. Scalise's book, Lay Counseling, Equipping Christians for the Ministry, by going to drjamesdobson.org. And if you find yourself ministering to hurting couples, let me highlight one of our many great resources that could help. My dad's book, Love Must Be Tough, has proven strategies and guidance that can lead couples to a stronger, more intimate relationship. And we'll be happy to send this exclusive resource to you to say thank you for every donation of $20 or more in the month of October. To take advantage of this exclusive offer, contact us today at 877-732-6825 or by clicking the tab at drjamesdobson.org. This is Ryan Dobson saying God bless, thanks for listening today, and we'll see you again next time for another edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Family Talk is not associated with Focus on the Family.